Our epistle for this 12th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 3, verses 4 through 9. Brethren, such is the assurance I have through Christ towards God, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God. He also it is who has made us fit ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit, for the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Now of the ministration of death, which was engraved in letters upon stones, was inaugurated in such glory that the children of Israel could not look steadfastly upon the face of Moses on account of the transient glory that shone upon it, shall not the ministration of the Spirit be still more glorious? For if there is glory in the ministration that condemned, much more does the ministration that justifies abound in glory. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 10, verses 23 to 37. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I say to you, many prophets and kings have desired to see what you see, and they have not seen it, and to hear what you hear, and they have not heard it. And behold, a certain lawyer got up to test him, saying, 'Master, what must I do to gain eternal life?' But he said to him, 'What is written in the law? How dost thou read?' He answered and said, 'Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart, with thy whole soul, with thy whole strength, and with thy whole mind, and thy neighbor as thyself.' And he said to him, 'Thou hast answered rightly. Do this, and thou shalt live.' But he, wishing to justify himself, said to Jesus, 'And who is my neighbor?' Jesus answered, 'A certain man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell in with robbers, who after both stripping him and beating him went their way, leaving him half dead. But as it happened, a certain priest was going down the same way, and when he saw him, passed by. And likewise a Levite also, when he was near the place and saw him, passed by. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came upon him, and seeing him, was moved with compassion. And he went up to him and bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. And setting him on his own beast, he brought him into an inn and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper and said, 'Take care of him. And whatever more thou spendest, I, on my way back, will repay thee.' Which of these 3, in thy opinion, proved himself neighbor to him that fell among the robbers?" And he said, "He who took pity on him." And Jesus said to him, "Go, and do thou also in like manner." Thus far the words of today's epistle and holy gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Go and do thou also in like manner. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, in today's gospel, there's basically 3 sections. And each can give us plenty for much meditation. But I would just like to highlight and talk about the first part where our Lord is talking to his disciples and tells them, "Blessed are the eyes that see what you see, and the ears that hear what you hear." And it could be most definitely argued that we are even more blessed than the disciples who heard him say those words. Because this was before Christ instituted the sacraments, before he had the first Mass, before he made that sacrifice on Calvary. And it's here important for us to open our eyes to the spiritual realities that are around us, that we're taught. Now, we can be blind to them. We can play the game that many people play in life, or we can pay attention and say and try to comprehend what things we have been given. When we read the gospel, remember, we were told through the scripture that these things are written for our instruction. Instruction. When we're instructed in something, then we start to do those things. I guess the question is, how well are we doing them? When we read in scripture, thou shalt not do this and thou shalt do that, why do we think it's an opinion? And if we can get other people to join us in agreement with our opinion, then we think that's the good way to go. And that's not God's way. Christ says, you're either with me or you are against me. He who does not gather with me scatters. There's no gray area with that. And so our decision must be firm. If we are disciples of Christ, we have to be true followers of Christ. We have to be willing to do His will, to live His commandments. Love God with your whole heart, your whole mind, your whole soul, with all your strength, and your neighbor as yourself. And the fact of the matter is, we are empowered to do this. Our purpose is that we don't do it, but we allow Christ to do it through us. But we have to be willing. We have to empty ourselves of self. So for a moment, let us take a look at why we're blessed, at what we see, and what we hear, and what we have. In a few moments, Father's going to lift the host. What is it that you see? A host? Our faith tells us that is the body, blood, soul, divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's our Savior. Do you believe it? If you do, it should be life-changing, don't you think? Because you're not just like those people that He's speaking to. Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. No, we are able to receive Him. Or when the priest turns around and holds up the host and says, look, pay attention. Ecce agnus Dei, behold the Lamb of God, He who comes to take away the sins of the world. Do we behold Him? When we receive Him, do we receive Him with an open heart? Or is it a routine that we take too much for granted? Like when we come to church, I think some people come to church and they forget where they're coming. To God's house. And they should act appropriately. When we come to church, as we told you, I think it was last week or the week before, you never leave the same. It's an impossibility. You're either going to leave worse or better. You're going to leave worse because you've rejected God's grace, or you're going to leave better because you've accepted His grace. And if you leave better, which is my prayer for all of us, now you're able to go and share Christ with others. And that's our mission. We're not supposed to imprison Christ in our heart and have Him there and do nothing. No, we're supposed to share Him. People are supposed to learn the gospel by how they see us live. If we go to church and we go back out in the world and we just act like the worldlings, using God's name in vain, dressing immodestly, and doing whatever the heck we want to do, we abuse the great gift that we have been given. We abuse Christ who we have been given. So it's important for us to take these things seriously and cherish what we have been given. How about the ears that hear what you hear? When you go to confession and you hear the priest say the words of absolution, it's not the priest who's absolving you. It's Christ and the priest, the Christ who works through the priests. Some people, they go to confession, they care too much what the priest thinks. Who cares what the priest thinks? Care what God thinks. And when you go there and you spend a little bit of time to go tell on yourself, and then you're liberated. You're blessed because you can make up for your deficiencies. We can get up from our fall. And it's Christ who gives us a helping hand. Only if we do things the right way and do the five things necessary to make a good confession, especially make up our mind not to sin again. Number three, how about being able to call His mother our mother? Just think of that for a moment. The Queen of Heaven and Earth we call Mother Mary. And if we sincerely call upon her and ask her, like the great St. Bernard of Clairvaux said, "Never was it known that anyone who fled to her for protection, implored her help, or sought her intercession was left unaided." How about your guardian angel? When was the last time you spoke to your guardian angel? This is a doctrine that is given to us by Christ himself. And maybe if we had a better relationship with our guardian angel, we would act better. Or our patron saints. We know these things. We're blessed to know these things and to hear them. We read of the stories of old in the Old Testament. They're pretty amazing with the different things that took place. Moses going up in the mountain and the great storm that took place. And then he comes back down because he was talking with God. His countenance was unable to be looked upon, so he had to wear a veil over his face. The people of the children of Israel were unable to look Moses directly in the face. That's why lots of times he appears as radiant. And yet Moses was never even baptized. Moses never made his first communion. Moses never was able to go to the holy sacrifice of the Mass. All he could do is go to a prefigurement of what was to be. But you are. I am. We're blessed. Let's count our blessings. Let's make good use of our blessings. And let us prove our gratitude to the good Lord by following his admonition. Go and do thou also in like manner. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.